This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 20th of January. That means it's a Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Mr. Eric Sawyer is currently trying out for Corifta speed trials as he makes his way to the studio from whatever hard work he was doing right before just now. Mr. Sawyer, I await your arrival. We have plenty of football to talk, and I don't want you to think that because the 49ers have made their way, have advanced in the NFL playoffs, that you're not going to get any chafing this morning. In fact, I've brought a backup team. I have both a comedian and a musician in studio with me to join the chafing. I want to say good morning to Ms. Gail Hanna.
Good morning. Good morning this morning.
And I got a special guest in studio this morning. I'm not going to announce his name yet. I just want to tell you all something. The Bahamas is big thing. And I got somebody here with me to share the big news. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to him in a second. Just a tiny bit of housekeeping. The Equality Bahamas CEDAW Speaker Series continues this weekend on Saturday, that's tomorrow, at 10 a.m. They're looking at Article Number 10 in CEDAW, that's the Convention to Eliminate Discrimination Against Women. Number 10, Article 10, focuses on education. And to register for that event, you can go to tiny.cc/CEDAW10. That's tiny.cc/CEDAW10. This is the Equality Bahamas' CEDAW Speaker Series. Now, this is great because, as you can see in today's paper, both The Guardian, primarily, the Tribune, secondarily, that the Prime Minister is committed, says that it outlines the agenda for 2023, and education is definitely on that agenda. But we're not really, really talking politics this morning. I have to bite my own tongue. I want to say good morning to the hardworking people at McDonald's. Anyway, you all work hard. On Monday, you're going to have a critique about moving at the pace of the world and whether the Bahamas, Bahamians, and the Bahamian government understand the urgency required to propel the country forward, not just at the pace of the world, but to exceed it and to chart the course for the rest of us people on this planet. But I know my McDonald's workers could get me there. Dear McDonald's management, you give those gems what they need, the resources they need to shine. In fact, every employer, I need you to understand that you have an obligation to your staff to give them the resources they need to perform at their best at all times. See, that's not just like a professional standard. That's an ethical and a moral standard that you as a business person should adhere to. Anyway, let me put that aside. Look, we got plenty sports news. Corifta. All these young men, them playing baseball. They've been signed. We had about 85, I joke. We had about 8 to 5 young men sign up with the major leagues this last week. And that's why I got to have this gentleman in studio with me this morning. Miss Hannah, I miss you.
I'm still around.
I see you've been in the farm.
Yeah, we've been farming. So, you know, you have some kale there, some cabbage, and...
I round the place giving away God's...
Avocado.
Is it avocado?
Mm-hmm. It's two.
You didn't have to say two.
Not one. But two.
Call the police because one of them missing right now. One of them going missing.
Check the parking lot.
I was just about to say how I round the place giving away God's gift, winter candy, juju. People, they on the ground. They taste good. They are mini apples. Rasta, again, if you can't figure, if you're having a little problem feeding your children, I with you. Be fruitful and multiply. Do what you're doing with your body, but you need to be able to feed them children. It's juju season. Juju is a hybrid apple. Take that juju, mash that off the seed. You got applesauce to feed your baby. Y'all see the price of eggs have shot through the roof. You'd think chickens could fly. Let me tell y'all a secret. Everything you need is right in your hands. The Bahamas provide everything you need. You're going to take them juju and you're going to mash them up. You're going to puree it. You want to get it as fine as possible, as close to the food store applesauce as you can. And then you're going to go online and ask the Google, how much applesauce do I need to replace one egg? Did you know that applesauce is a replacement for egg in pastries? Did you know?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know, Bahamas. Juju, on, if you see a juju tree, you got 7,000 juju, I promise you. Juju on the ground. If you have a little shop and you're making pastry to make your money on the side or in the front, get your juju, make your applesauce, keep it in the freezer until it's time to start baking. Bahamas, everything you need is right at your hands. I got a text here that said, just would like to say happy anniversary to my wife, Jetta. I promise to continue giving all to make your dreams come true. With love, your husband, Dwayne.
Happy anniversary,
Jetta.
Big blessings,
Nikki, you even make me and I get go get married so somebody could tell me, doctor.
That's a nice message.
My mic is not on.
No.
I get it.
Yeah.
You good. Okay, now, just one more thing before we go. Right? It's the end of the week. I want to say to everybody, okay, we got a task this weekend. We all got to take a moment to hold Reverend C.B. Moss in prayer.
Okay.
Everybody, we take a moment this weekend to hold Reverend C.B. Moss in prayer. And in that space, we save a space for all of the people that are going through medical hardships, right, or having medical crises. And we pray for those who have passed because they were unable to overcome or surpass their medical crises, right? And we want to say this morning to the family of Kenice Darville, we stand with you. We stand in support. And we commit to fixing the systems in this country that the people rely on for their survival. That is all. That is it. Okay. I don't want to go to a break.
Okay.
Good. Mr. Eric Soy the Third, I don't know where you are, but I hope you're stretching. Hope you're stretching. Joining us this morning is one of the greatest, I can say this, the greatest rake and scrape artist of all time. This gentleman is a part of a family of artists that helped to revive Rake and Scrape. Right? KB Dunn writes 7,000 Rake and Scrape songs. He said, I gotta take a break. Ancient Man come in and revive that old time guttural, you can't let your children listen to all the lyrics, Rake and Scrape, we love it. Then these young man them from Managua say, listen, y'all ain't hear it Rake and Scrape until you hear that dirty Nagua rake. And joining us in studio this morning is the Stalit, Mr. Finley, the Rake and Scrape General, the party animal, the Saxons and the Valley, Music Makers One Family. Good morning, Mr. Stalit. How you doing?
Oh, boy. I tell you, I got to take you on the road with that introduction. My goodness. You need to be at the 50th to do the introduction for all artists and for all big people coming on stage. That right there alone is big thing.
Don't tell it off.
When you reshoot the video for We Raking and We Scraping, when you reshoot, because you got to remake that for the 50th, you got to put all them Inago boys them back on stage. You tell that one who do the splits with that nice belly, you tell him save a dance for me.
That's my boy Rico on it.
Yeah, he's saving all that magic for y'all Inago girls and the bus in Nassau. We gonna like it.
Lord of mercy. Listen, it's a pleasure. All I can say is, this is my purpose. God is good. I ain't stopping no time soon.
Yes, sir.
There's a saying, say, I ain't stopping till the nails go in the coffin. And even then, my music will still live on. Mm-hmm. Just like Bob Marley or anybody else.
Zombie Jamboree!
Let me tell you something. I'm just happy to be here. Mm-hmm. And it's always a pleasure to be on your show. You're always energized. You're always informational. You're informal with a lot of things. You got a lot of culture inside of you with food. You're very knowledgeable. So it's always a pleasure to be here. I'd only come to give, I also leave with something, and you leave me and the country with a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You leave me with that Bahamian scar. Look at the scar. When this boy say he's Mr. Bahamas.
This is what they say, Bahamas, my brother. This yeah. right here, they say Bahamas, my brother. I don't know. Let me see. I think I represent a country like this because, believe it or not, other than you and God, that's all you really do have.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only place you have rights to actually voice and to be liberal. That's the only place you actually can be you and have the strength to actually fight anything. Anywhere else around the world you can fight as a human being for humanity, but this place right here is what I want. That's why I'm a part of.
Yeah.
So why not I be Border Patrol, help promote it, help uplift the people and put the country to a different level, just like everybody else doing for their country.
Absolutely. What you call it? Border Patrol? Look here, I love that.
We all are Border Patrol.
Yes.
You are not in Elutra, but the people in Elutra doing it for that island.
Yeah.
And when you go there, you are an assistance to them because that's their town.
Yeah.
It's your town too overall, but you know we all run it when we reach there.
Yeah.
So anytime I go to an island and I perform it, I just tell all the fellas them in the crowd, don't forget, big man, this is your island, use Border Patrol for this. Mm-hmm. You represent us at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
We are security for what we do for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So in our own islands, each person in an island, no matter what they do, they Border Patrol.
Right, watch this. Yesterday, we talked about the culture of appreciation for education, right? And the SEC could be talking about solutions and responses to crime. Rebuilding a culture of appreciation for education. Rebuilding a culture of appreciation for volunteerism is the second plank. Just like you say, buddy, this your town. This your town, right? And I love the idea of border control, and not just like the physical borders, right? But like also the metaphysical borders, the culture, right? Your job is not to stop things from coming in, but your job is to identify them when they come in and direct them to where they are best suited, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of our jobs. Ain't nobody saying, don't bring no reggae in the country, because my goodness, what would we have done with a Josiah Kinlock? What would we have done with a Josiah Kinlock if we didn't have reggae? What would we have done with a Judah the Lion? And let me tell you all something about Judah the Lion. He just put out one song called The Sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
This boy Bajino, you know, I think he's a QC graduate. I like talk about QC. Him and Rob Quelly.
Once you ain't talking about Sock. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How you doing?
I'm well.
I see you qualify for Grifter.
Always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Legs long, mouth hard. You're here to play.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That young man, Judah the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Judah, I can tell all the people this. He could make rap. He could make reggae, right? He could make Bahamian music. That boy is a bossa nova. I mean, this boy just is a bossa nova king.
Mm-hmm.
This boy could play some music. Right? That's a fusion I want to see. I want to see y'all remake some of these Bahamian classics in bossa nova. Right? Then it would just... Dear Bahamian men, I apologize. No, y'all can't.
Dear Bahamian men.
Yeah.
She's going to dear
General,
yeah. Dear Bahamian men.
I apologize.
She's right
I ain't letting y'all play no bossa nova for me. I'm sorry. I have to protect myself.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the last straw. Bahamian men have conquered the ballad. Bahamian men have conquered the ballad, that genre of music, right? They could sing a love song. They could make you fall in love with them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them play no bossing over for you, ladies. It'll be over. Just prepare your marriage papers and your affairs because you're married.
I want to ask you, since she said it, you're a lady, is it true?
I am not sure.
Okay, that pause means it's true. Okay,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
She so definitely. Between I and am, that means it's true.
Anyway, Mr. Finley.
That's right. Yes.
You come to bring us new music.
Yes.
What inspired this new production?
Well, if you think about it, we may be a small country, like I said before, but we pack a big punch.
Mm-hmm.
My journey in my 16-year tenure as a registered artist is to not only do Bahamian music, but uplift the mindset of the people to know that this country, you're all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled many places in Caribbean festivals, carnivals, and stuff around the U.S. and so in other places. they are their strong in numbers and they represent their country at all costs, mm-hmm. no matter what, if it is in sports or whatever. Who hosting the CRIFTA this year?
Bahamas.
Which country?
The Bahamas.
What are we hosting next year, 2024? What's coming this week?
Oh, the relays.
Huh?
The relays.
So you can tell me we in big thing in this small country?
Man, look
at all them people going. We don't matter that. We dealing with that as it come our way. We don't deflect. You understand?
Yeah.
We perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't conform. We perform.
Yeah.
So that's so this song came about many years ago. A friend of mine, I just talked about it yesterday on this morning. He was, unfortunately, he was a little younger than me, a childhood friend in Nagui. He passed from COVID. Big Ting Crew is who we were in Nagua.
Ah.
Which is abbreviated for BTC. But at the time, BTC was Bahamas Telecommunication.
Yeah.
And they changed their name to BTC. Mm-hmm. We had already copyrighted and did our name. But because certain things, we just leave it. So Big Ting Crew, the Bahamas is Big Ting. Everything that I was singing about was Big Ting. I even did the song in Nagua is Big Ting. I capitalize it to the Bahamas is Big Ting.
Now, look here. You see what you just said? We had the name first. We copyrighted it. We went through the legal procedure. And we say, you know what? This is our country. We can let them use it. Yeah. We're not going to challenge it. That's commitment to country.
But at the time, I wasn't really, really doing my music and stuff like that. And then they was bigger and they actually publicized it.
Yeah,
so it's but we still Big Ting Crew on the low.
Yes, absolutely.
Because the second voice in the song says Big Ting Crew is just a few who just do they do and move right through.
Yeah.
So if you are a part of what I just say, then open up your mouth and help represent me. The Bahamas is Big Ting.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to feel that in your soul. That's a attitude. That's a state of being, right? When I tell you, when you say the Bahamas is Big Ting, and I think of myself, right? We had an unfortunate accident a few months ago. Two fishermen unfortunately died. Bodies were brought into the Montague Ram.
Wow.
When the police came, it's an emergency, right? So they parked their vehicles like it was an emergency, just anywhere. That's cool. But eventually, it started to cause chaos on the ramp. So I had to go and do some business on the ramp, get stuck on the ramp. I had to direct traffic to get a car off the ramp. And I realized the traffic was backed up for almost a mile. So I started directing traffic to clear the way.
Take the initiative.
That's right. Now, a couple police officers cut their eye at me. And I just kept directing the traffic. And about 30 minutes later, two of the senior fishermen who had finished doing what they were doing saw me. And they was like, Green, that's you? I say, yeah. You know what they did? They took over. Mm-hmm. They started directing the traffic. Because knowing that you're a Big Ting is not just saying, well, I am the superstar.
Correct.
In this moment. It's knowing that my contribution is big, is important, is needed.
And in that aspect, you didn't need a uniform.
That's right.
You don't need a uniform.
Right.
To be seen as a police officer.
And look here, mm-hmm. people teach me that.
That's where Border Patrol comes in. You did what was necessary. It don't matter what it take. Even the taxi drivers, I tell people, when tourists come in the Bahamas, they first had an experience before the Ministry of Tourism. The taxi drivers are the Ministry mm-hmm. of Tourism. The flight attendants are Ministry of Tourism. We all are Border Patrol in the aspect of where we are. The mm-hmm. first hand people are Ministry of Tourism.
Right. Another example of a lady is coming into the Bahamas to visit a friend. She's staying at their home. Immigration agent asked, where you stay? And she said, Carmichael Road. The immigration agent said, huh? He said, wait, you sure? Pause. The agent did it. The friend said it was just cool the way she did it, you know? She urban. She get the jokes and stuff. So it was just cool the way she did it. But she said, it was a degree of concern. And it made her feel safer. She said, no, man, I go into my friend's house. I can be all right. Yeah. I go into my friend's house. The agent said, okay, cool, cool, cool. But it was a moment when she realized people were looking out for her.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what happens when you know you's Big Ting. And you know that your job is important. And doing your job is a part of the reason why the Bahamas is Big Ting. And that's the energy we're trying to drive into all our children, all our young people. And that's the energy that I try to generate when we talk about local sports. Highlighting athletes performing locally and performing abroad and professionally.
And if I should say, right, and I believe everybody can attest to this, mm-hmm. when you're doing cooking from the back of your car, or you have a business on the side of the street, a hot dog stand, or you're doing a small business from your house, people will say, yeah, man, let me support you, man, your little business. No, this is not a little business.
No, it's not a little business. Mm-hmm.
No, see, you come in the mindset and telling me this is a little business. This is a big business, but I have to start from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So McDonald's, or KFC, or Colonel Sanders
started from one store. You
know, mm-hmm. Any big business, mm-hmm. people will say, but you're little, okay, well, you're still doing your little business?
That's true.
Yeah, they like to say that.
Please take a little off me.
Yeah.
Please.
There's nothing about the body animal as little. I am big. Everybody in here is big thing.
Yeah.
They might as well inform you.
I can't do the show here by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You all supporting all different arenas is what make us all big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, producer, it's time to play that song. You releasing the song today?
I've released it on social media and stuff a month ago.
Right, okay.
But today.
Mm-hmm.
Today,
yeah,
on 96.9,
yeah,
Guardian Radio,
mm-hmm.
we will release The Bahamas is Big Thing.
There you go. Listen, I've come to learn, my 46 years on this, like, sometimes you have to share, man. And I don't mind sharing you with these other radio stations, Mr. Sealy. I don't mind sharing you with the whole of the Bahamas.
That's such a loaded...
Look here, you is a big man, and we all deserve some of this big energy you share with us every time.
Brother, that's the best way I hear it before. I ain't gonna lie. That one right there, you got me.
Yeah, don't watch nothing. I know, I've been going to these marriage classes. I
have
learned it. I learned it.
I'm myself with you right now. Let's do this.
Let's go, producer. Listen, this is the energy that we want our young people to get. It's not just jokey. It's not what you do when the adults aren't there. This is energy that generates more energy. This is celebrating yourself. This is Bahamian culture. This is what we do all the time, and we could build this country with the same energy.
Court is good. If people in here, somebody, my viewers can watch it.
The Bahamas is big thing. My life is a big thing. All over is big thing. The Bahamas is big thing. The Bahamas is big thing. My life is a big thing. All over is big thing. The Bahamas is big thing. Many other countries, they be lucky like us. With the thunder shine from dawn till dusk. From Freeport to Inapa, we can travel hassle free. We may never leave on time, but we can check in early. Bahamas is big ting. My island is big ting. All over is big ting. The Bahamas is big ting. Bahamas is big ting. My island is big ting. The flag carrier big ting. The Bahamas is big ting. So now big ting crew is just a few who just do. So if you are a part of what I just say, then open up your mouth and help represent me. The Bahamas is big ting, my island is big ting, all over is big ting. The Bahamas is big ting, Nassau is big ting, Eleuther is big ting, Freeport is big ting, Abdor is big ting.
This lake is great, some lake is great, let me. This lake is great, some lake is great.
Aquamarine, rolling black, two for two, stand up. Travel here with us. This island type of living, man, you can't get enough. We're just a teardrop of islands from many other nations. They come from there, they come from far. Everybody love our nation. Big ting, my island is big ting. All over is big ting. The Bahamas is big ting. Bimini is big ting. Auckland is big ting. Vancouver is big ting. Every island is big ting.
Stilly, this is a big ting, man. And I like this song. This is an anthem, right? This is an anthem. And we need more anthems. Dear Bahamas, we need more anthems. And let me tell you, so you could write an anthem about anything that is important to you, right? That's how anthems work. And they resonate with the people, right? And that's how the best anthems rise to the top. Stilly, we need an anthem for the 50th Independence. We need an anthem for the Bahama Games. Every island team should have an anthem. Every island should have a song competition, right? And then the whole country should have a song competition for the Bahama Games theme song, right? These are the things that drive people together, that make people feel connected. Because you got to call Andres the Chichanis, and they got to have a song, right? I don't know. I say we call Long Island the Rams, right? And they didn't do that well this year, but we can call them the Rams, Mr. Sawyer.
Boy, but God, we gotta look up to
copyright
us.
Infringement.
Oh, they could copyright. That's like the biggest. You know, there's a whole sing out there. This is, let me tell you how big the Bahamas is. There's a whole sing out there who decided he could name himself Bahamas.
Yeah.
This boy say the Bahamas. I bet you went on Google and see how quickly, right, Bahamas come up when you're searching for pretty places and paradise and thing like that. And he say, I can call myself the Bahamas so these people will see me when they searching for that beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be his big thing, you know. And I love this anthem. I think every song you make is an anthem. A woman texting me hi and calling me pie, that's an anthem.
Yes, that was actually written to combat against Beyonce to the left. To me, I thought, I still think that this is disrespectful because, you know, we all could put anybody to the side.
Yeah.
So I did that for men to understand if your girlfriend leave you, she's talking about to the left. I couldn't put it all in the song.
Yeah.
Young lady die and young lady cry. Just, yeah. You just... CYC, remember they said CYC means again?
Change your culture.
No, that's it, change your culture.
Well,
choose you cousin. Choose you cuz.
Yeah.
Instead
okay.
of what it actually means.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I like that one also. What did you say, change your culture?
Change your culture. Oh. Shout out to Renee.
Renee Cesar.
Right, yes.
Yeah, yes.
She switched it up when everybody was telling everybody CYC. Yeah. So
essentially, Renee,
choose you cuz.
But choose you cuz, because I have a song coming out that's called Famous,
mm-hmm.
about this, whoever it was that in the time, thought I wouldn't be famous when she walked away with Amos, but now I'm a star in the sky. She couldn't reach me if she tried.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you cuz. You don't gonna touch her. You don't gonna say nothing. All you gotta do is just, you know, all right, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just go your way. In time. They will see and understand what they was running after was in goal.
Boy, you sound like every 10th grade guy that liked a girl in 10th grade, but the guy in 12th grade. I got them, you know.
And that's why it's
couldn't
the
wait
anthem.
To get over.
Yeah, a lot of men wait. Need that message. You
yes.
can move on. It's
yeah,
okay
yeah.
to walk
yeah.
away.
Not just that, like, listen, that's a cultural perspective. Look at it from a mathematical perspective. Since the Prime Minister focusing on education this year, there are far more women than men in the country, statistically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, it's like 7 women to 1 man, right? The numbers are sort of close to that here in the Bahamas. So mathematically and statistically speaking, men, it actually brings you into balance. Step, when she tells you step to the left, go to the left, because there's a whole line to the left. Trust me, that's maths.
And if I were to say on behalf of me and my brother, be off here, my brothers, don't even put yourself in that position to have for someone to tell you step to the left respectfully as a human being, as a man. You take charge of your being and being here, and you would never have to step to the left if you put your own papers before anything else. They will definitely tend to gravitate and attract to what you have. Don't put your faith in them type things no more. Focus on you.
And I can move to the right.
Good morning. Choose
good morning.
You cuz.
Choose me.
Choose you cuz. CYC.
And I came to the right.
Right. When you focused on you, you already see that situation coming. You are aware of yourself. You are aware of your environment. They are, look here, men. This is the thing. And this is why culture is so important. The lessons that we need should be coming to us through our culture, through our music, through
our
plays.
That's why we call artists.
That's right.
We write it. That's why you call, in a comedian, you're an artist, because on stage, you actually bring in life to people in a different way. You know what I mean, big brother?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sleek. I never thought I would have to tell you this, but I have to walk away. I have to go. I have to leave you. But it's Sports Friday. We're approaching the Super Bowl, and me and Mr. Sawyer have some things to talk about.
This is
I can be honest with you.
Oh, trust me. Oh, they're welcome to stay and listen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. They can stay.
Okay.
I mean, they on my... I just wanted to let you know they're on my team. Since the 49ers doing so well. Since 49ers the 49ers are doing so well.
We are doing
And
well.
I would like to say this. I am only slightly disappointed that the Miami Dolphins didn't make it to the playoffs. Obviously, as a woman and not a true Dolphins fan, but I called it long in the season that they needed to sit Tua down, that he couldn't take another concussion.
And he got another one.
And they made the right decision. And at this point now, it's a
and
question.
And apparently he's coming back next year.
But that's the question. Tua, let me talk to you. Dear Tua, listen.
Dear.
You could come to the Bahamas and let Pie like me sing songs for you all day. You could come and be a part of our sports tourism platform, you know. You don't have to go out there and get knocked up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Dolphins, but they ain't...
The Sardians.
In fact...
I'm glad they're gone.
What?
I'm glad...
Sardians.
The
This is a disparaging term. That's a disparaging term to reference the beloved Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
And he could only get away with it, Staley, because the 49ers are actually doing superbly.
I will always call them the Saudians.
Please let me ask this question
again.
Yes, sir. I don't want you to see it clear. What the name?
The Saudians.
The Saudians.
Yes, the Florida Saudians.
Hold on.
You see him packing them in can.
With the oil over smaller.
A whole dolphin can get in a can.
They stink. They smell bad.
with oil or in brine?
It don't matter. They still smell bad.
I like in brine. It's salty. We salty, buddy.
Yeah.
And we love it. Okay, so listen. Making it out of the wild card rounds, San Francisco 49ers defeated the Seahawks.
Yes, we did.
41-23.
Again.
Yeah, we can give you that. Buffalo Bills defeated the Miami Dolphins 34-31.
That game was a lot closer than I thought.
I mean, it was heartbreaking.
It was a good game.
I had no idea that it was going to be that close.
Right.
I had no idea. And the Dolphins, for this respect, I'll call them the Dolphins. They played their tails off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could imagine the frustration Tua had, right? And the psychological sort of energy spent balancing the team, feeling like, boy, if Tua was here, we could have probably pushed another game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What if we could have pushed another, just one more game?
Yeah.
And those are some of the non-physical elements you have to wrestle with in...
Yeah, just the confidence of the players on the field, you know, knowing full well, Tua back there.
Yeah.
You know, number nine back there. There was no number nine.
Yeah. The Bengals, they made it to the Super Bowl last year. They didn't win. Was this a shock to you that they beat the Ravens?
No, There was no Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Anna. Tyler Huntley made it quite interesting in the fourth quarter, but there wasn't any doubt. There wasn't any doubt.
All right, Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Chargers 31-30. Another tight game. Was it as tight as it seemed?
No. That game was actually 27-7. I turned off the television. My father turned, he changed the channel. We went about our daily lives in the name of the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
And when we checked stock and came back, the Jaguars won. 31-30.
Wow.
Oh. Man.
Look here. The Giants beat the Vikings.
That was a bit of a shocker. And let me tell you something. Them G-men look good.
Yeah.
Them Giants look good.
I see a
Them Giants look good. Now the Vikings was always supposed to be a team that if they get beat, There was one or two options with them because they wishy-washy.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to get beat in the first round or they make the Super Bowl.
They were? What?
Wishy-washy.
Because look here, when you look at the odds, I'm not a betting woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't bet.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the odds, though, they are at plus, the Giants at plus 3,000. That means if you put down $100, for every $100 you bet, if they win, you can make $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
That suggests that the odds are against them, right?
Truth.
They're Giants.
Wishy-washy.
Buddy. Wow, but you made it. Now, they're playing the Eagles in the next round. Can they make it?
They can beat the Eagles. They haven't beaten the Eagles this season,
yeah.
But they can beat the Eagles, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can beat the Eagles because they're playing at a conference level.
Yeah.
That's second and none right now.
All right.
They have Daniel Jones, who firmly and fully believes that he's the second coming of one Eli Manning.
Yeah.
And I like the way that he used his legs in the game. He was fearless. He threw the ball as careful as possible in some very tight windows.
Yeah,
and was not afraid. I was not afraid to let it rip, man. You know, it was that was a pleasure to watch. And that was right after the Saudis got beat, so it was great.
Yeah.
I was on a high.
My heart is breaking. Cowboys versus Buccaneers. Did you expect the Cowboys to beat the Buccaneers?
I mean, you want the truth?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the truth, and people are gonna say that I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, Tom Brady lost a lot of money with FTX, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. He went out there and threw that game. The Cowboys did not beat Tom Brady like that. He lost to the Cowboys.
I believe.
Because he was paid off $300 million he lost in FTX, you know.
I believe Tom Brady's wife.
He did.
I believe Tom Brady's wife, and I'm not calling
her.
She's
gone in the bush for him.
First of all, they got too much money to ever attach X to their name. Rich people don't behave like that. His wife tell him, "But look here, if you win, then you gotta retire, for real this time." And he says, "Sure, baby, if I win, I go retire."
Mm-hmm.
And he mean not to win that game.
Yeah,
wow. That's what I believe happened.
Because they scored their first touch. This is Tom Brady now.
Yeah,
this is Tom Brady, the man. Throws his first touchdown with minutes left in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Okay, listen, we have to go to a break.
Makes sense.
Producer, let's go to that break. Stelit, I got a text here that says, listen, I'm going to need you to make a song, anthem about red-skinned women. Red gals.
Well, my ex-wife is red. Trust me, tell them that ain't no problem.
Dare text her.
Send them your number. Send them it.
Anthem coming right up. Anthem coming right up. We got to go to...
With
Aaron Green
as the muse.
I have to put CYC in effect with that one.
Yeah. Change your culture, cousin, because that ain't going to wake up.
No, the original one.
Pate.
Then, listen, that is very... There's a league for that, dear gentlemen. We pray for you. Let's go to the break, producer. Play that music. You're on the clock. It's a Sports Friday with Big Ting Stelit, Mr. Finley, the Rake and Scrape General. We'll be right back.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? I noticed you've been down lately.
Yeah, sometimes I just... I don't know. I can't really put into words how I'm feeling, but I know I don't feel like myself sometimes. There's just so much going on in my life. School, friends, sports. Sometimes I worry about different things and feel stressed.
I'm glad you're talking to me. And it's okay to talk about your feeling. It's normal to feel changes depending upon what's going on around you.
Yeah?
Of course. All of us should be concerned with our mental health and our well-being. Good mental health means that we can cope with our everyday stresses. You can talk to me anytime when you feel like it.
Okay. We should have these check and talks more often and take things from there.
Message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on the Sports Friday. I have Mr. Eric Soy III joining me, Gail Hanna joining me, and stopping in studio today to announce and play his newest single, The Bahamas is Big Ting, Mr. Finley, Stelit, the Rake and Scrape General, the party animal. Good morning, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning once again.
Look, I want to thank you for joining us and sharing with us not just the music, but the culture behind the music. That's so important for people to understand. The only thing I need for you to do is to get your music online so I could play it.
It is online. Good. It is online. You can just go to any one of the mainstream music music streaming, yeah. SoundCloud, CD Baby, Tone Call, you name it.
You iTunes, find it there.
It's all over.
And when I go to YouTube, what do I look for? I look for
Stelit. Stelit. Yeah. Stelit.
You search that. When you find his pages, you're going to hit subscribe,
yes,
then you're going to click it again,
yes.
And you're going to click the black bell so you could get every single thing he drops. He don't just drop music. Look here, this boy have an adventure video. Why this boy try to tell me he could take me on vacation from Nassau to Andras in 7 minutes on his power skiff? Mm-hmm. And then show me the video of him on the power skiff in the ocean, paddling the ocean.
True.
You could see all kinds of things on Mr. Felice.
Let me say something. I just know the talent that I am amongst. Like I say, you do not need the uniform to show honor or to have honor. I would like for all three of you all, I am having Stelit Rake and Scrape Domino Tournament. Stelit Rake and Scrape Domino Tournament March 25th.
Okay.
But I break two domino in somebody's head.
What? What?
My code motto for it is no slapping up, just slamming down dominoes.
Okay.
Find your partner. Mm-hmm. March 25th. Save the date. The flyer's out for the save the date. The rest of it will be coming out next weekend. I would like y'all to be there present. I will find sponsors for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Any private sector, they're listening to me. I need these three people on this domino. I would like for you. You know what? I just can step it up. I would like for y'all to be the media host for this event.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie. Serious. Like this radio, this y'all opened up my eyes to something different this morning. The same platform. Mm-hmm. A table set up just like this. Mm-hmm. You're a sports analyst.
I am.
And you...
I just do tanks.
You just...
Yeah.
Listen
yeah.
to that response. Thanks. Listen to that response.
She's a news reporter. Don't mind her. She waking Justice Gardens.
She has the overall about the country and true radio hosting and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk. Anyone yeah. listening?
Yeah, I with you. Look here. She used to host JGN News and Justice Gardens. Zednes don't carry it no more. I was the interpreter. I interpret in Pigeon, Pot Cake, Rake and Scrape, Your Man, and Sand Dollar. I could interpret in all of those forms. And he was the sports analyst.
Yeah. No, I dare serious though. I dare
serious. No, we serious too. Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to lock y'all in on this. Y'all have to be seen and known. Y'all have to be seen and known.
Synchronized diving conk.
Bro, this is different radio.
We could be right there. Yeah. We could be right there.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to write a song about slamming domino.
Yeah, once you said and domino, that's it.
Domino. Okay, text here. Aaron, the Dolphins made the playoffs. Get it right. Dead texter. I said they
Who
made the playoffs.
Who cares if they made the playoffs? They're not in the playoffs anymore.
First of all, it wasn't
They made the playoffs.
It wasn't me making fun.
They're not making the playoffs. They didn't Sawyer. Make the playoffs.
And he said, around. This is a critique for you. He said, he don't believe that Brady threw the game. That's the dumbest thing. He said, please talk sense. And what he's saying is...
What you mean?
How could Brady have lost that game?
How could Brady? Brady has beaten the Cowgirls for the last seven times before
the game. Yeah, so statistically speaking, it's improbable that they beat them.
And that's across two teams over the course of 20 years.
Brady's ex-wife visited a home in Cat Island prior to the game.
Really?
And
that's all you had to say?
Nope.
No, because I saw Paris Hilton in Harbor Island at the Bobby House.
What? Yeah, so
that's all you had to say.
Tour. It was a minor tour. They made a few stops.
Yeah,
and you know,
yeah, she's doing scientific work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right then.
Collecting soil samples, but it's statistically improbable that the Cowboys
but the Cowgirls don't know how to beat Brady.
I got you. So for the lineup, guys, we talking Super Bowl
because you're the girls
for the rest of the show. But let me tell you why Super Bowl 57 is going to be. On Sunday, the 12th of February.
Mm-hmm, in Arizona. And
I am predicting, even before the divisional round, mm-hmm. I am predicting that the 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. But let me tell you why, Mr. Sawyer.
I can tell you why, too.
But I can tell you why I'm making the prediction. First of all, because homegirl was here in Cat Island collecting soil samples. But most of all, because the game is being played at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. And who is the 49ers' biggest fan but Mr.
State
Eric
Farm.
State Farm Sawyer the Third. And that's why I'm predicting that the 49ers are going to take the whole Super Bowl.
Yes. Woo. Now you want the actual reason why?
Yeah, tell me the actual reason why.
We have too many offensive weapons. We have Christian McCaffrey. We have Elijah Mitchell. Mm-hmm. We have Deebo Samuel. We have Brandon Ayuk. We have George Kittle. Yeah, and that's just... Yeah, that's just the offense. Let's not talk defense.
You know
Let's
go. You know all them names like that.
Because mm-hmm. from the womb to the tomb, I've been a 49er. Mm-hmm. 9 days old. I born on a Friday. Nine days old, I was in my father's arms in a 49er onesie. I might as well explain that.
I don't know what sports is that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I just play sports. Mm. Participate, but I don't know what, like...
I watch and... Well, I mean, I don't play no more.
Yeah, I can be honest with you. Only because I wanted to look professional for you coming, I was going to put on my Tom Brady... I'd be honest with you.
Yes,
this way is not, a real sports aficionado.
Yeah. And let's not talk about our defense led by the number one soccer.
Right, and so when we talk about the Bahamas'
John
big thing, right?
Bosa.
And this is a Sports Friday, as we sort of close off the show. I always talking about athletes, right? We don't ever talk about the other technical support staff. You're absolutely right, Mr. Finley. This boy will be the region's leading sports commentator.
Mm-hmm.
We bring sports knowledge, mental acumen, and comedy galore and charisma can done to the table.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I always be talking about unity, and I always be talking about, you know, per country, per people.
We need to get together more of this type of thing. You need to have a formal get together between all entertainers, all radio personnel. We need to know what's going on. Yeah. And I just moved you 2 years ago, but this is phenomenal to me.
Yeah. In fact, the show is hoping y'all stay tuned. Two big projects coming up. We're going to, for the Sports Friday project, we want you all to send us, I'm going to give you the information, we want you to send us your amateur athlete of the week pick, right? And then we're going to, of the quarter of the year, and have the amateur athlete of the year. If you are the best marble shooter, porker, hopscotcher, whatever you doing, amateur athletes, we want to know. And we're going to do...
You have an email address to send them?
Yeah, I'm going to put it together. I'm going to announce it next week, email address, so you could put in your formal submissions. And that next thing, we need to have a similar weekend roundup, weekly roundup of things to do, arts and culture in New Providence and the Family Islands. We got to add both of those to the on-the-clock roster. Absolutely. Okay, tell Sawyer, Giants will end the Niners season. So let's just run through
the Giants. But let me tell you something. That's the one team in the NFC that I have a little bit of trepidation for.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the Cowgirls, obviously. We can beat them by 24. I'm scared of the Eagles, but I am a bit
concerned about the
concerned.
Giants.
Yeah.
So you think the Giants are going to beat the Eagles to meet you all?
Yeah. The Giants playing with house money. They don't care.
Right, you're all in the same conference as the...
Yeah, we are in the same conference.
Ah, so this will be the conference championship you all will meet at.
It would.
Ah, boy, listen. There were some stories. Rihanna's headlining the halftime show. Yeah. Not enough time to go into an analysis of the eight teams left. Let me just read some headlines from local sports. Freedom Farm.
Joe Burrow and the Bengals are coming out of the AFC, by the way.
Okay.
They're going to end up beating Josh Allen.
All right.
Strange enough. Like, this ain't his year again.
All right,
no, Vaughn Miller.
Listen, Jonquel has moved to the Liberty, to New York.
Yes, I saw that.
And she wanted to make the trade.
Yeah.
So she says she's going to take this team to championships as well.
Yeah.
McCoy, Youngman, Terrell McCoy was selected to participate in the 2023 NBA Academy Women's Camp Latin America.
I saw that. We making moves.
Yeah.
Ladies making moves.
There you go. Athletes, okay. Max D signed with the Marlins. Y'all check all of these stories out in The Guardian and then The Tribune.
But as much as like 30 fellas signed with the Marlins.
Yeah, I think about...
3 days ago. Well, I mean, honestly, it was three.
Yeah, three. But
that's not the first three.
Jazz's impact.
And yeah, I think there are 29, maybe. Anyway, there are a large number of young men in the major league system.
Yeah, man, they're in the farm system. Yeah. And they're coming up, they're getting stronger because people believe that baseball is all about hitting the ball and, you know, and you're fielding some ground ball. Listen, you got to go to the gym.
Oh, yeah, you got to be
gotta
fit.
You got to work out because when you're out there, when you're out there 350 feet away from home plate and there's a fly ball that hits you in the mitt and you're in right field and you got to tag that fella out at third base, that is no joke, you know.
But listen.
That is a no-joke rocket throw. That's arm.
Our governor general... recently, in the opening of the Andre Rogers Stadium, said that he can't wait for baseball to return to its number one sport in the Bahamas. And I was thinking, boy, these guys already chose sloop sailing. Basketball seems to be the big thing. But the governor general was on to something. Between the JLBN and Freedom Farm and iElite, and there is one more group, Max D Sports Academy, these guys, and then remember we talked
Max
about
D Sports
the
Academy sign three.
Right, is it the Mario Ford baseball program for kids? Last week we mentioned baseball may have to go back up for consideration. So Stalit, we need a song that represents the tension in the process of deciding what the new national sport gonna be. I think they're gonna make the official announcement for the 50th independence. So we still have time to change their mind.
I think it should be domino or exercising.
I would you
exercise
or parking.
Walking or parking.
I mean, like, oh wait,
exercise.
You see, he from Nassau. He ain't from New Providence. When you play that song,
I had a.
Oh, okay. Because I gotta say that
a young man
exercise
was,
well as them out.
A young man was courting me one time from Andrus, right? And I live far from him. He lived Treasure Cove, and I live far
what
from him.
What was he doing?
He was courting me. He was playing basketball. Salib, he's playing basketball. He's courting me. And And I said, man, let me give you a ride home. Because he's a big man, he could get himself home. I said, let me give you a ride home. That's far to walk at this time of night. You know, the gentleman said to me, he said, I'm from Andrus, miss. I used to jog four settlements to see my love in Andrus. Mm-hmm. Walking this little bit of 2 miles in Nassau don't mean nothing to me. Wow. So, yes, exercising could be the national sport. Us Nassau people just don't know what exercising is, Mr. Sawyer. That's the problem.
We
got
to drive from here to COB.
That's why I said, this is a city. So the city, you know, you don't have much time in the day to do much. So that's why it goes like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
Let's end the show with that song, producer.
Oh, Lord. I forget. I supposed to say, good morning to Elsie Strawn. She also listens every day. Good morning to the Mighty Pencil.
Yes, Mighty
He's
Pencil.
He's a 49er. He listens.
There you go.
But good morning to Miss Caudette. She's listening. And good morning to Mr. Philip Ferguson. He listens as well every day.
Yes.
Every time I run into somebody.
And the last text says, is this historic? Are we going to see all black quarterbacks in the Super Bowl? I got to end the show with that. Thank
Brock
you,
Brock Purdy is not black.
Oh, there you go. That was a dig against the 49ers. That's my bad. Thank you, Texter, for putting that one in there for me. I appreciate it.
We are not going to see
you guys. Have a great day. Thank you for tolerating this mishmash of culture and sports. Turns out the two of them sit right together on the Sports Friday with Mr. Eric Sawyer III, Gail Hanna, and the Rake and Scrape Generals. Delete.
Thanks for having me.
Saxons and One
Valley.
Have
a great weekend, y'all.
Music makers, one family. Thank you, producer. Cut the show.
We're big thing, boy. Big thing, my island is big thing. All over is big thing. The Bahamas is big thing. Big one is big thing.